Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Feliz Sábado.
Feliz Sábado.
Good job. Muy bien. All right. Listen up. What holiday is around the corner? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Like at school, you know how we do it. Okay, okay. Who can say it? Let me see.
Christmas.
Christmas. Okay. So I bet it's all about what is it about?
Christ.
Good job. It's about Christ. What else there is about Christmas? Can you tell me some of the exciting things about Christmas?
Snowmans?
Yes, perhaps. Up north, yes. I'm sure they have snowmans.
Skiing,
yes. You guys want to go up north, I feel. Okay, what else?
Presents,
yes.
Decorations.
Look how beautiful we have the church decorated, right? What else?
The birth of Jesus.
The birth of Jesus, yes, sir. Now, there's a lot of stuff about Christmas, right? When you think of the holiday, right, of that holiday so special, a lot of people just think about a bunch of other things other than the things that Luis had mentioned, right? What else? We're raising your hand.
Making gingerbread cookies.
Some people make, what else?
Having family traditions.
What else?
Family dinner and Sabbath.
Family dinner, spending Sabbath together. Some people like to make hot cocoa. Do you like hot cocoa?
Yes,
we're having some hot cocoa tonight. Yes. You say what?
I gotta burn my tongue.
You gotta be careful when you drink hot cocoa. You gotta blow first, okay? What else?
Santa.
And also, a big man called?
Santa.
Santa Claus. How does he laugh? How does he laugh?
Ho, 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 ho.
That is a very good impersonation of Santa Claus. All right, so, yes.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Oh, that sounded very good too. All right, now, we know as Christians, right, we know for sure what is Christmas about.
Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Exactly right. It's celebrating Jesus' birthday. Christ the Lord, baby Jesus, the birth of Jesus, correct? Now you see, when Jesus was born, it was not such a pretty view, okay? Where was he laying? Do you remember the story? Where was he laying?
A manger.
A manger, yes. And so imagine a newborn. Have you ever seen a newborn? Have you ever seen a newborn? A baby, like fresh out. Yes, maybe with like a day old. You seen one? How big are they? Can you show me how big newborns are? They could be about, yes, there you go. You got a good picture of it. Yes. They're not really that big, right? They're tiny, and they're quite fragile. So imagine a tiny little baby, so fragile, laying in something that is not as comfortable, right? So he was the present of the world, for the world. Did you know that? That he was our present? Oh, yes. See, when Christmas comes, everybody thinks about their own presents, right? When you look under the tree, you want to get that thing you've been asking for, right? Yes. What did you ask for this Christmas?
Well, my mom doesn't do Christmas.
Oh, we know. Okay.
I did ask for something, probably a hoverboard.
A hoverboard? So think that you would, right? What would you like?
What would you like to get for Christmas?
A doll.
Doll? What would you like?
A dozen L dolls.
A dozen dolls. 1,000 dolls. Oh, LOL dolls. I've seen those, very popular. What would you like?
Microphone.
A microphone so you can sing.
A ukulele.
A ukulele. So now, check this out. Oh, tú quieres hablar. What would you like? You like dolls?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Okay, she likes Santa Claus. All right, now, listen. Let me tell you something. All these cool presents, yes, they're really cool. It will be really nice to get like 1,000 LOL dolls, like she said, right? But you know what? The most important present of all is Jesus. And that's why probably why your mama wants you to remember that more than anything else, more than getting a hoverboard. See, when Jesus came to the world in a form of that tiny little fragile little baby, there was a note with him, okay? And I'm going to go get it. Listen up. This is the main message, okay? This is found in a very popular part of the Bible. It's called John 3, church help me, 16, you got it, 3:16. And it says, for God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, and would have a lasting life. John 3:16.
That was unexpected and really good. Thank you. That is the most important present of all. So on Christmas Day, I want you to remember this. Before you try to open any presents, before you try to eat your cocoa and your cookies and watch all the cool stuff, you gotta remember the most important thing of all. What was it? Jesus' birth, okay? Are you gonna remember that? We cannot be distracted for the things of this world because no hoverboard, not 1,000 LOL dolls could ever measure to the beautiful gift that God gave us. Is that okay? Yeah. Who would like to do the prayer this morning? All right, let's bow our heads, close our eyes.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another holiday called Christmas. We will remember your birth and how special your birth was because you came to save us all from sin, but it began with your birth. You were coming as a little baby. Now, people may think if you're a god, you should be born in a castle and palace, but that wasn't part of God's plan. No, that's His plan was to be born, you be born in a manger. That was his plan. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. William wants to pray.
Dear Father, thank you for this prayer. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this church. Thank you for making us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.